Chattanooga musical group Oja has recorded a musical tribute to Nelson Mandela. WUTC's Richard Winham is speaking with Kofi Mawuko from Oja about the tribute.
We love you, Mandela.
Tata, Nelson, Kholisahla, Madiba, Mandela. Usishile, Pofu, Sobu, Sigulibale, Amandla, Gawet.
This is Kofi Mawuko with his group, Oja. The group has gained an enthusiastic following in Chattanooga, playing a mix of reggae and West African highlife like this. They recorded this tribute to the late Nelson Mandela earlier this year during the sessions for their first album. Kofi was so pleased with the single, he decided to make a trip to Soweto in South Africa to share the song with everyone there as part of the month-long celebration of Mr. Mandela this past December.
No, I remember this time last year I was sitting down watching his funeral when President Obama and all these big dignitaries were there, you know, and when he was buried and all that. You know, I was like, wow, you know, this man came and went through all that he went through to, you know, to become the president of his country. But, you know, the same people that put him there, he came back, you know, work with them, has no any remorse, has no any ill feeling, but, you know, came back and worked with them. So I was like, man, that's a big heart. You know,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know, from prisoner to president.
To president.
Yeah, from somebody in jail.
In jail for 27 years, you know.
And he's not mean.
No.
He's not angry.
Uh-uh. You know, that's you know, when I think about that part of it, I can't wrap my mind around it, you know. Even if you lock me up in this little room for, you know, for some hours, and you say, "Hey man, come out," you know, I'll look at your face in a different way, you know. But somebody who has gone through all these things for 27 years with hard labor, and also, you know, when I went to South Africa, I was very, 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 very happy to visit the Apartheid Museum. Mm. You know, the Apartheid Museum has a lot to teach the whole world. You know, what Mandela and his people or all these political prisoners went through before in the struggle to free their country. It was amazing. You know, how different Europeans came in and took some parts of their land, and you know, it was very, very, very amazing, and it has a lot of education there for everybody. If anyone who happens to be in South Africa, please visit the Apartheid Museum. That's a place to be and learn a lot. And also, you know, it always tells me about, no matter what everybody has gone through history, you know, we still have to coexist as a human being. You know, when we're talking about slavery, apartheid system and all that, many people think that it's only black people that were enslaved, but white people enslaved white people too. And different things went in. It might not be the same as other people, but, you know, slavery is slavery, no matter how you treat that person, you know. So it's always a good thing to be very, very open-minded, very open-hearted to anybody, irregardless of that person's skin color, what that person believes in religiously, or that person is rich or poor. You know, we can bring peace in this world by coexisting and living together and, you know, loving each other.
Well, I think the one of the things that Mr. Mandela, and I'm not sure most of us could do that, but obviously he understood, as we all understand, that if you are angry,
if you allow yourself to hate, it always goes inside.
Yeah.
You're the one that's hurt most by that.
That's it.
But even then, you know, 27 years.
27 years, man, that's a lot.
I mean, you know, in 27 years, you might get so mad, you can't get past it.
We love you, Mandela.
Tata, Nelson, Kholisahla, Madiba, Mandela.
Kofi Mawuka was born in Accra, the capital city of Ghana. When he was just 10 years old, he was invited to join a traveling troupe of singers, musicians, and dancers called the Children's Cultural Troupe. For a decade, beginning in the middle 1970s, they represented Ghana around the world.
I left Ghana at that age, not living like living, but you know. We were very, 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 very fortunate to be one of the first children's group in Ghana in the late 70s. The group was called Chirim Cultural Troupe. So what our founder's name is Amankwam Pofwai. So he still lives in Ghana. You know, so he put this group of children together.
What does he do?
He was into the media, so he worked. He was before when he formed the group. He was working with the Cocoa Production Division in Ghana, and then later on, because of the way he works with children, and the way he can write, he's a very, 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 very excellent writer. Music, drama, script, poetry. So he got a job at the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. That he worked there for. Almost 30 years. So he retired a year ago from Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. So we were very, very, very lucky to be one of, or I can say the first children's group in Ghana. And you know, we started traveling in 1975, 1975, we represented Ghana in Havana, Cuba.
What was it like, you're like a choir? The group?
No, we were not a choir, but we were a traditional folk music group.
Oh, yeah.
So we were playing, I was the lead singer, and we played folk music.
How many of you were in the group?
We were about 18 in number.
So you were already a drummer at that point?
No, actually, I was the lead singer. No, I was doing some drumming too, but I was the lead singer of the group. When we went to Cuba in 1978, and then 1979, we went to Bulgaria, and then I think in the 80s, I went to Germany, and we went to Germany and based with a Ghanaian group there called Khalifi, and toured with them in Germany for about 3 years. So yeah, I've been very fortunate to do this thing.
So you've been a performer essentially most of your life.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and I love what I do.
I know, it shows. Every time I've watched you, I can tell. The band has been back in the studio in Kennesaw, Georgia, in the past couple of weeks, finishing up recording on their first album. This tribute to Nelson Mandela is the first track released from the album as a single. They expect to have the album ready for release by the spring. More information on the band is available through the website OGYA, that's O-G-Y-A, OGYA African Music Band of Chattanooga. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.